Hello and welcome to this daily devotional podcast presented by Concord United Methodist Church. We hope that you'll find this time of scripture, reflection, and prayer a refreshing part of your daily walk with God. This series of devotionals follows our daily Bible reading plan, which coincides with our current sermon series, First, Putting Your Treasure Where Your Heart Is. You can find the scripture readings for today by downloading our daily Bible reading plan. You can find that plan at concordunited.org/Bible. Finally, we invite you to share this podcast with family, friends, or anyone who might benefit from it. Today's devotional was written by Lori Hopper. The scripture is Ecclesiastes chapter 5, verses 10 through 20. For many years, I never really understood the concept of first fruits giving. Or perhaps more accurately, I just didn't practice it or understand how to practice giving first to God. Growing up, I had watched my grandparents faithfully each Saturday night place a check or cash in an offering envelope labeled with their name and giving number. Then on Sunday morning, my grandfather would place that envelope in the offering plate as it was passed down the pew. I have no idea how much they gave. What I did know is they didn't have much. They received a small pension, lived in a very small home without central heat or air. They didn't get a color TV until their black and white set finally gave out. There were no vacations, only a very, very rare meal out, and no trips to movies or other amusements. Yet they could afford everything they needed, and everything I needed. Once I started my own family and reconnected with the church, I enthusiastically took the membership vows to faithfully participate in the church's ministries with my prayers, presence, gifts, service, and witness. And so, I did pray, I was present, and I did give. Sometimes, when I thought of it, or when there was a bonus, or when there was a little extra towards the end of the month. When it came time each year to make an annual pledge to support the ministries of the church, I would do so, turning in a pledge with honest intentions to give back to God what He had so generously given to my family. I gave a lot in terms of time and service to the church, but with tithing, there would be busyness and distractions, unexpected expenses, fun vacations and activities, missed Sundays, any number of reasons why a weekly or monthly gift would just be neglected. Eventually, when it came time to make a pledge to the ministries of the church, I just didn't. I mean, why do that and be disappointed and frustrated when we get behind or couldn't make the pledge? I would just continue giving generously of my time and give monetarily when I could. One year, during the time of the fall stewardship campaign, I was in a place where there was no extra income. In fact, there really wasn't enough income to cover all the necessities. I continued being involved in the church, giving of my time when I could. My schedule had changed so that I often could not attend and serve as I once had. My whole life was kind of upside down. Newly separated, one child in college, one child in high school, I myself had returned to school while working full-time in a very low-paying job. I was making the lowest salary, yet working the most hours of my adult life. I had not been able to attend worship for several weeks due to my work schedule. I was tired, and I felt empty and just as poor in spirit as I was financially. One day, I picked up the church newsletter and read an article on stewardship written by the pastor. I remember reading her words, "How can you afford not to with all that God has done for you?" I was struck with the simplicity and the profound truth of those words. I looked around at all I had. I won't go into detail, but I had good health, a nice home, a nice car, food to eat. I had opportunities, and my children had opportunities and everything they needed. We didn't have everything we wanted, but we had what we needed, even though there were times, I admit, when I wondered how our needs could possibly be met. Yet, through God's provision, they always were. How could I afford not to give back a small portion of what God has given to me after He has given me so much? It was in that moment that I decided to tithe. How could I afford not to? I would write a check to the church as soon as I received my paycheck. Granted, it wasn't much, but I began giving first to God, having no logical confidence in how I would be able to cover all my expenses with what was left. I had no confidence, but God did. Times were definitely not easy, and making ends meet was difficult. if I had waited until the end of the month to give whatever I had left, there never would have been anything left. But in giving first to God, all my needs continued to be met. Eventually, the difficult circumstances of life changed, income increased, and my confidence returned. I continued to pray with each gift, and God continued to provide. To some, it may seem crazy to choose to give at a time when you can financially least afford to. We never have enough, no matter how much we make. We always seem to want more and find more ways to spend our money. Giving first to God helps us to focus, to open ourselves up, to allow God to work in our lives and the lives of others. Giving first to God demonstrates our gratitude for all God has given to us. Let us pray. Generous giving God, help us to remember all gifts we have are gifts from you. May we give generously and with thanks to you for all you have so graciously given to us. May our love and generosity be a blessing to others as your love and generosity has been a blessing to us. Amen. Thank you for listening to today's Daily Devotional. This podcast is a ministry of Concord United Methodist Church. For more information about our church, including worship times, mission opportunities, and study groups, please visit our website at concordunited.org. We also invite you to visit our YouTube channel, where you can see past worship services, including the current sermon series, First, Putting Your Treasure Where Your Heart Is. Finally, we would be honored if you gave this podcast a positive rating so that others can find it and benefit from it.